Good morning, Sanko. How are you doing?
I'm fine, thank you.
Good, good. I am a first-time caller.
Welcome.
I have a question for you, but before we got to that, I wanted to ask you, did you go to foundation?
Yes.
Okay, all right, so I probably know you then. My name's Tony Parrish.
Okay.
Anyway, you made a comment about the people clean up after themselves at events and whatnot, and you say things like people have, you know, you've traveled and people clean up after themselves.
That's not what I said.
Okay, what?
I said when you travel, you see how clean the place is. And it's because people take more responsibility for themselves and responsibility that they do what they have to do. They put the things in receptacles, they trash. Well, right. too many of us here feel that, you know, we can drink a drink, a trash can, a receptacle is just a few feet away from us, but we just drop the bottle. I see it all the time.
Right, and I agree with you that they just need to be responsible and clean up after themselves.
Mm-hmm.
My concern was, I do not live in Barbados currently, and I experience in Canada as an example where a lot of people drop stuff on the sidewalk, on the side of the road, when there's a receptacle sitting 2 feet away from them.
Mm-hmm.
So it is not necessarily only Bajans that do it. It happens outside as well. But yes, we need to get to a point where everybody is cleaning up after themselves and being responsible.
Yeah, but you know, there's another thing, another element to this.
Mm-hmm.
The fact about the matter is that if a police officer, the chances are, if a police officer was close by, and that happened in Toronto or somewhere, I don't know where you live in Canada.
Yeah, I live in Toronto.
Okay. That person, police officer would more than likely respond immediately to that. Okay? Here, I'm not saying the police officer would do it here too. I'm not saying that. But here, I don't think we have that level of sensitivity to these things as we should. Okay? Because if we had that level of sensitivity, people wouldn't do it as often and as commonplace. I mean, I drive sometimes, you'd be driving behind a minibus or ZR, and something's dropped through the window. In fact, one of the things that I am looking forward to is under our the amended traffic regulations that were put in place some months ago, mm-hmm. is to see what will happen when a minibus driver or ZR driver is actually charged, because one of the things is that if this happens, a passenger throws the garbage out and nobody owns up to it, you're going to be charging the driver of that public service vehicle. And I really want to see how that's going to work, because, you know, the thing about it is that that was put there because there's a recognition that there's not enough individual responsibility. There, you know, we need to be more responsible in keeping our country, I think getting our country back as beautiful as it used to be, and to keeping it that way and to making it even better.
Very true.
Okay. All right, sir. Thank you very much for calling. We'll take another call. It's 11:50. Remember, we break at 11:55 for the regional roundup. Good morning. How are you today?
I am blessed, sir.
Great.
And I trust that you've had a good weekend as well, and a crop over and so on.
Fantastic crop over, man. Fantastic crop over. Best time of the year. Sweetest summer festival.
I'm glad that you enjoyed it and so on. Now, you said something that I want to compliment you on. That is, when the caller said, he was mentioning about how clean the streets were that after the parade yesterday. But when I say the parade, you know what I mean.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
The cleanup and so on.
Yeah.
And what I want to say, compliment you on, when you said to that caller, this is something that was not only done yesterday, but mm-hmm. this is something that was done for a long time.
For years.
When, mm-hmm. now, I want to compliment you on that, because the impression would have been given that it was only done this time around. And you did point out that when things are done right, we do not compliment people for them. Now, however, let me go on to say this. The survey that you're talking about now, the financial side of things that mm-hmm. you're looking at,
mm-hmm.
I don't know if you did it before, but I have noticed that you are not highlighting that this report does not just start now, but this is something that they're looking at overall, which goes back further than now. I wonder why you didn't make that also critical analysis of it. Because let me say why I'm saying that. The impression to me is highlighted or given that this is something that is only done for now over the last 10 years or so because of this debt that has been accumulated. That is the impression that people can take from what is the way it is being done. And I think that is important that the callers in the country understand that you're not talking about a now situation, because this is a situation that the country has been experiencing for a long time, where we have been accumulating this debt, and we should do something about the way we've been doing it. And I believe that if this is said and is highlighted, there'll be a clearer understanding to the public that how our monies are being governed or managed should be better. See? Mm-hmm. Now, let me say here, I remember, for instance, the BRA on the floor of Parliament when it was being introduced, there were criticism of it. And Mr. Arthur then got up and said, this is something that was left there to be done. And mm-hmm. If there was a reason why they wanted to object, they should bring a bill or whatever it is to prove what they're mm-hmm. saying.
Mm-hmm. Sir, I'm so sorry, but if you have anything, you can just hold for a few minutes. We have to go to the regional roundup, and we'll be right back. Welcome back to Brass Tacks. It's 12:11. Of course, we make a break at 12:30 for the latest. And we were having a conversation just now with a gentleman who was looking at the survey, I think. Sir, are you still there? Sir, are you still there?
Hello?
Yes, thank you very, very much for holding.
Yes, thank you.
Yes, go right ahead, sir.
Yeah. I have a problem with the bands, I would say. Yesterday, they had one that carried a chemical toilet, not the normal one with an air-conditioned unit, but it was being towed by a sewage tanker.
Mm-hmm. I saw it, yeah.
And the smell that was coming from that, even the other chemical toilets didn't have a smell, but that one in particular, and it's from a big company, that should not have been allowed to travel on the road among all those people yesterday smelling like that.
Yeah, go ahead, sir.
Well, that is my beef with the crop over yesterday.
Mm-hmm. But did you enjoy the street parade otherwise?
When that arrived, then it was bad. Then after it went along, well, then we started enjoying ourselves again. Mm-hmm. But I mean, for crop over, a company like that should not send a vehicle or things doing that, knowing that obviously a smell is emitting from it.
Mm-hmm. You would recognize, though, that when they started out, they may not have had that smell.
Well, let's put it this way.
But your point is taken.
Others that passed mm-hmm. had no smell.
Mm-hmm.
And they would have traveled the same distance up to that point.
Okay.
Before the smell.
Mm-hmm.
But that was the only one that had a sewage tanker pulling it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So I don't know if that was coming from the sewage tank itself or the chemical toilet.
All right, sir. All right, thank you very much for your contribution. Beyond Brass Tacks, good afternoon. You're on the air. Good afternoon. It is 12:14. You're on the air. Go right ahead,
yes, sir. Mm-hmm. Yes, sir. Can you hear me now?
Loud and clear, sir.
Right. I am glad to see that this report that you were highlighting now, in that when the last government was had tried, well, they had amalgamated two or three of these entities. I remember they faced a lot of criticism on the floor of the House, like when they brought the two or three of the entities at the tourist board together to do the marketing. They were heavily criticized for it. And then when they did the BRA, you remember that they faced a lot of opposition, and Mr. Arthur had then said that it was left to be done, had to be done. And I am glad, because you see, now, when the shoe is on your foot, you know how it feels. Because in these entities, I understand there are about 60-odd government entities that replicating one each other, which can be avoided. And this is where a lot of the government, the taxpayers, are going, you know. And I remember Mr. Sinclair during one of his budgets, he's the last one, where he highlighted a lot of where the expenses are going, government expenses are going. And unless we are serious, and it's not only because of one government or the other, we are looking to reduce what we are doing. And I can see what the government is making an effort, and I believe as well that they are making an effort and putting the highlighting these things, because then they are preparing the ground for the layoffs that are to come. They are showing why it has to be done in order for our country to continue to go on to progress, because there's no point in continuing this complaining all the time. And it still has to be done. As you said earlier, we're kicking the can down the road. It has to be done. So I wait for you if you want to make a comment. But the union
the union has to come on board, yes. But basically, yes. You have really repeated what I was saying about kicking the can down the road. Because I remember it was a Tuesday morning, because I was on the way down to a meeting at the Nation at the time, and in 2013. When Peter Wickham was speaking to Mr. Sinclair, and Mr. Sinclair said that there's no philosophical difference between the Barbarous Labour Party and Democratic Labour Party when it comes to the whole idea of privatization. And, you know, he made it quite clear at the time that these things have to be looked at going forward. And yet we saw that basically nothing was really done. There were studies carried out by CARTAC, but nothing was really done. And the mergers that you're talking about, the amalgamations that you were talking about, they didn't really, well, the tourism thing is a little different, but the one that I can think of that was most significant was when you... BRA was something that was left there. You know, they just call it something differently. It was how it was done. I think the noise really was how it was done, as against anything else. And there was also the confusion that was caused, or noise that was being made in relation to whether customs should be part of it or not. But the reality is that when you were dealing with the Comey and the Kensington, Comey's Kensington Oval, the gymnasium, and the National Sports Council. And again, they have been in limbo all these years. People don't know if they're going or they're coming. Because you know that there's going to be an amalgamation. You know there's going to be a merger of some sort, but nothing has been done. We have been delaying on this too long. And all the while we're delaying on this, you know, you're hiring people. You realize that. That's the next thing. And the thing is, it didn't start just in, and I want to stress this point, because I know somebody and calling him man, and then you're punny last government. We have had an ongoing problem with not looking at these, not taking these things into consideration even before then. All right? It has just gotten worse. And the longer we allow it to go on, it will just get worse. It has to be dealt with, and it is positive. It's a very positive move to deal with it now. Let us try to deal with all these situations now and get a clean start in the next 3-4 years. We need to do that going forward.
Yeah, now you know why, Mr. Sanker. Hello?
Yes, I'm listening.
Yeah. Why I thought that the brass situation was just an unfortunate thing, because it was just a matter of opinion. People say it should be done this way or that way. But then at that time, the minister said that there would have been no job loss or anything like that. And people would not have lost their pension or their rights. That was made clear. So all the other fuss that were being made were just made just to create confusion.
I can't get rid of that. Why? Because what was happening is when you were merging these different entities, there were anomalies that were taking place in terms of the seniorities in different positions, in terms of pay and that sort of stuff that had to be worked out. And this is dear to my heart because I'm involved in such things right now. And it is amazing what sort of confusion and how it affects the morale of the people within organizations. If you move like from say, and I'm not saying this is the actual situation, I'm just giving an example. If you like, you have the treasury, and then you have some other revenue earning department, maybe customs or somebody else, and you land tax department, and you know, you merging all these things. So you have the different people who are at supervisory level and right into management, top management. These now people, what you're going to have is that these people have to fit into place, and some of them are at maybe in the same grade, but at different salary ranges. But they have different. Hold on. But they have different levels of experience and training, and those issues, as quote unquote mundane for the outsider looking in, there are major issues within those organizations themselves and among the people. And let me tell you, they cause real headaches. Real headaches. Okay? So it may sound like people were keeping noise, but these were real problems for those people involved. As I said, I'm involved with something very similar right now, and I can tell you these things are real issues and they affect people very, very badly. And it causes morale to sink.
But I hope that when the government has to do what they have to do this time around, that the union would understand clearly that they are part of those persons who are, I call it humbugging the country. Humbugging it. I mean, it has to, look, Mr. Sanger, I'm serious. It has to stop.
I know you're serious, but I would like to think...
We can't go through this all the time, and they are jumping up and keeping a lot of noise. It is a nonsense.
Mm-hmm. I would like to think, though, sir, that when this plan is being properly conceived and that the unions are involved from day one and that the discussion will continue, and that is why I'm so happy to see that there's that level of conversation going on with the social partnership and keeping them abreast of everything that is being done. And I hope that continues, because quite frankly, you have got to have the workers' representatives involved from day one.
Next time we talk, I want to make some suggestions to government about some things that I see that is beneficial to our country, which is very, especially, and this has to do with the collection of our taxes. We have got to look at this English system that we've got, that taxpayer money has to go through the hands of certain people then to come into our revenue. And let's see what's happening. Look at the taxes outstanding. I want to make a recommendation to government, to the Minister of Finance, that this has to change. Stop our money from going through certain people's hands, then to give it to us. And you know what's happening? They're holding on to it, and then they're asking us to write it off. It got to stop.
Mm-hmm. Well, I look forward to that conversation.
Thank you.
Have a great day, and thank you very much for calling. It's 12:23. We go on to take another call. Good afternoon. You're on the air.
Good afternoon, Mr. Price.
Good afternoon. How are you?
Yes, sir. I'm fine. I noticed today it seems like we're focusing on the lesser of the two evils.
What is that?
Well, there are two big stories, but the focus seems to be...
The focus is whatever you call it. Make the focus there.
No. It's the direction the program seems to be. I don't know if it is that they're treating you with kids clubs, or if, you know, everyone is just shying away from the from what more or less.
See, you want to talk about Mr. Donald Innes is being arrested. All you have to remember is that these are mere allegations, and we can talk about it. They are mere allegations. He is considered innocent until that information comes out and he's convicted or released. These are mere allegations. So we can discuss anything related to it as long as we keep that in mind. So if you're talking about that, I have no problem. But we always remember that this program, on a day-to-day basis, is guided by what the callers choose to talk about primarily. And sometimes I came here prepared today, quite frankly, to only hear about Don Villanis. And then people begin talking. I started with Crop Over because Crop Over ended yesterday. So you have to start with that. And I had the Inspector Innes in here. So, you know, he can thank the public on behalf of the security services.
Yeah.
And then it just took off going down that direction. But when I stepped in here, I didn't expect to hear about anything else. But that's how it is.
Well, to be quite honest with you,
even Dennis's finger is here. Dennis, I asked Dennis when he came in here this morning if his finger was oiled and ready.
You know, I actually was saying to myself, I don't think this that David Ellis or Dennis Johnson is fully prepared or looking forward for this morning. I've been saying that, to be quite honest with you. I would say, I don't think they're looking forward.
No, man. Fellas, ready, man. We ready. But
okay. my contribution would be, you know, this is something that I actually was trying to call in since last week to actually head in this direction, because I believe in order to bring to more or less cast this net and capture the illegal operatives, let me put it that way. I'm being very selective in my words. I think they would have to look at offering an amnesty to individuals to come forward to offer information that would lead to prosecution of the illegal activities and
any illegal activities that may have taken place.
Right. So that they would be immune from prosecution, because in most cases you would find that the person that has the most evidence are the individuals that is part of it. So they're not going to come forward more or less to get themselves charged as well. But if you can offer them immunity from prosecution, if you bring the evidence to show that A, B, and C happened and this individual was responsible, you would be immune from prosecution. And they will capture the big fish. They need to do that. If not, I don't see, it will be pretty hard to capture most of them. However, I mean, it is just plain to see in other instances where individuals came in for the church mode. They can't prove that they had any investments in anything at all to make any additional income. And the standard of living and their assets has grown beyond imagination. I mean, this is quite obvious. It's almost like and they do have a law right now. It just come to mind right now where it is possible for them to charge persons that are dealing in illegal drugs, and they can put them before the court, seize the asset,
mm-hmm.
seize the bank account, all of that, because they can't prove where they're coming to this wealth. The same thing should apply to other operatives.
Well, I would say going forward that would be on the cards, given the legislation that is being looked at by the Parliament, that's being discussed by the Parliament, the integrity legislation. But sir, look, thank you for your call, and we have to take a break for the latest, and we will be right back after the latest. Welcome back to Brass Tacks. It's 12:44. Remember, we close today at 1 p.m. We have, of course, fireworks from 2. And I'm sure you get a postmortem of everything that went down for the last several days. And as the last word on crop over activities, I would like to encourage everybody to call in and participate in those programs as well. Anyhow, we've got a lot of callers, so just let's go right back to the phone lines. You're on the air. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, sir. How are you doing?
I am well, sir. How are you?
I'm good.
Did you enjoy your crop over?
Yes. Let's put it that way.
Well, maybe a pause, man. Like I catch you wrong-footed.
No, it's slightly, because there are two comments which I want to make.
Uh-huh, go ahead.
One will be on crop over.
Mm-hmm.
But the first one will be on the comments regarding the survey, survey monkey that was made, and the comments which I heard Mr. Maurice speaking. Right, it concerned me, because when I heard him on Sunday and then I heard him again today, I deliberately called, because it bothers me. The approach he took, in my opinion, is the wrong one. Okay, and the language which he used was, in my opinion, making the situation partisan more than anything else. Okay. And I don't think there's any need for that whatsoever, because there is no indication, in my opinion, that because somebody carries out a survey, that it then means that the results of the survey are going to dictate what a person does or not. Okay, in terms of whether they're going to get rid of certain entities or not, just based on that particular survey. It will inform you as to how the public feels about something. And then you can make decisions and say, okay, maybe they don't understand the importance of this thing, because from the poll we see how many people are against this or whatever. And maybe now we have an opportunity to educate the public more than in this particular area. And then take another survey later on to see whether or not anything has improved or changed. And then the decisions, the responsibility ultimately lies with the government as to how they will now proceed in terms of responding to what the IMF wants or whatever, okay? Based on what concerns the people have expressed and shown that they want or not, okay? Nobody has abdicated responsibility in that. So I agree 100% with your comment, but you said that you find it very refreshing to start that a government is going to have this conversation with people. And this is what should be happening a long time ago. But forget the fact about the long time ago now. It is what is happening now. And this is how it should be going forward. Now, this also links, in a way, to my comments, which I'm going to make on crop over and what happened. A lot of the problems we have with crop over, in my opinion, are about production and production value. And there is no excuse for some of the shoddy production which I saw yesterday. Okay? Crop over in particular is a visual experience. And the opportunities afforded us by the internet, you have essentially the opportunity to make an ad that can go all over the world for like, 4 hours or 5 hours or however long it is?
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And so the government of Barbados should have produced I don't even know what to call it. Like, you know, when you see televisions, like the televised events, like Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade, okay, things that happen every year that the various broadcast companies and Macy's and Albert put the effort into getting the sponsorship lined up, the ads properly and everything, because they know this is being broadcast all over the world and it's an ad for New York. Okay? This is how we have to now look at Kadoomint. And there's no excuse for bad productions. You have people calling today speaking in terms of when they went to the finals. They can't see the stage. Or can't see the band on the stage. Sound was horrible. I stayed home watching it on TV. Watching the Kadoomint on TV. A lot of it, the sound was horrible. Okay? Then the production itself, there are long stretches of when you don't see any activity happening and people just walking about. Okay? All of this is what is going all over the world. And there is no excuse anymore to be producing that sort of thing and sending it out to the rest of the world. We need to do better, and we can do better. Okay? I heard on the radio this morning where one of the DJs was complaining and saying that still on Kadoomint Day, he is hearing a lot of bands playing dub music or playing music from other islands, which he doesn't have quite a problem with some of the music on the other islands. But the fact of the matter is that Barbadian music is not being featured as the predominant music. Okay, so again, there's no excuse for that sort of thing happening with DJs on the road playing all sorts of different music as opposed to Bajan music. And he was putting the responsibility squarely on the promoters and on the band leaders to control their DJs. Okay, too many times in Barbados, it's about making the money. Okay, so that's all they care about. Make money as much as possible. As opposed to providing the service to people, and the money will come after.
Well said, sir. Thank you very much for your comment. We're going to take another call. Good afternoon, you're on the air.
Good afternoon, Sankar.
How you are, sir?
Oh, this is Adrian Donovan calling.
Yes, what's happening, Oki?
I got to check to see if you and Dennis had a good crop over.
I always get a good crop over, and I know Dennis always enjoys himself too. He's getting free at all of them. He's getting free.
Sankar, you did something for me I have never done in my life yet. I listened to him the other night from bar one to the final whistle. Non-stop commentary. All the activity. Dennis was on the ball.
Mm-hmm.
So I want to congratulate him for a sterling job he did. Dennis didn't know how the competitors were doing while they were on stage.
Mm-hmm.
He's still there?
Yeah, he's the producer, so he's here.
Thank you, Aki.
Okay. But I was forced to call on two matters today, gentlemen. The first one, I've been bombarded with numerous requests, people meeting me in the road and calling me and asking me what is the latest on the sub course. I want to explain to them that there's nothing much going on right now. And if we continue to call almost every other day, it will become repetitive. Because as I said last week, there's no sewage on the street anywhere on the south coast. It is now going into the swamp and into the injection wells. And I added, and they would go ahead and say that the smell at the bottom of the Graham Hall Sanctuary and the back of St. Lawrence School is still pugnant. The problem has not been solved. It is being worked on. So if the people want me to use your medium, Sankar, to continue to give them update, I have to wait on your permission. I will be guided. The other point now for you, Dennis. Last week in the Daily Nation, Mr. Innes pulled my tail. He wanted to know if it was muted since the last general election. And I responded to him as we do to the general public, that I live all my life in that area, and all kinds of administrations, the good, the bad, and the ugly. And no one has ever had the audacity to tell me to stop speaking the truth or to speak my mind, especially on behalf of my people. And Minister Innes, Donville, mashed my corns. So, but we were at school, Sanka, under the guidance of Major Hugh Barker, that great head teacher foundation. He learned us and he taught us what goes wrong comes around. So I would like to say today, before I wrap up, I'm encouraging all those members of the public to come back to the South. Let's wine and dine. I spent the whole weekend between Subway, KFC, St. Lawrence Gap, Bubba's, and we had our festivities in the Christchurch area. I will report that business is still down between 15% and 20%, but it's coming around slowly. So I just want to say thank you to those people who have been giving me encouragement to keep calling our brass tacks. And with your assistance and Dennis, we will make sure and continue that brass tacks is the number one calling program anywhere in the region.
All right, okay, thank you very much. Take good care. Okay, Donovan from the South Coast. All right, it's now 12:54. We take another caller. Good afternoon.
Hi, good afternoon.
How are you today?
I'm fine, thank you.
Good, nice hearing your voice.
Now, I want to commend police and all the revelers for nice scrap over. But I have a problem of how we end Grand Cadument. And, you know, over the years, we've seen crop over develop in from the blue box car with a literal box car. Now we got sophisticated trucks. We got air-conditioned lounges. We have bars and all sorts of things like that. What I see, a previous caller, they talk about a production, right?
Mm-hmm.
And how we end this production, I have serious problems with. Now, we talk about inclusion and human development and empowerment and skills building. And crop over started out in the communities. Yet still we end crop over with a vision of police on horses, defense force on guns, police cars, and this multitude of young men. One caller, Chetwin, talked about Stuart. He mentioned something there, and this is something that really have to be looked at. He said mass is mainly just on the news. Mass is mainly about women, not about men.
I heard it just now, too.
So therefore then, then we got all these hundreds of young men, mainly young men, because the women involved too. But at the end of crop over, this imagery going out worldwide, I am as a Barbadian. It affects me. What I see portrayed, and this has been over the years more and more and more, and nobody seems to want to address it. We have to address it. What can be done? What NCF can do? What incentives can be? We started out community-driven T-shirt bands, but what can we impart skills within the community? Because there's so many skills to learn in crop over. Not only costume design, costume making, music, so many aspects of music, even constructing some of those trucks, you know, the things to put the toilets on, steel bending. There's so many things that can come out that some of these young men can have a skill to contribute and crop over. And also, at the end, why can't we encourage them to display some creativity and offer some award, some prize to them, right? Yesterday I said if I really had money, I would put a beverage truck for them as well. I would put portable toilets for them as well. I would sponsor them. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I think this is a missed opportunity here, right? And as we're trying to build Barbados, there's so many skills that can be imparted for them not only to contribute to crop over. This has to be addressed. We cannot go on year after year after year with this image of guns and police and horses. What are we sending? What message, what mirror image are we sending to these young men?
Thank you very much. That's the question I asked yesterday. How much policing is too much policing? Sorry, that was Sunday I asked the question. How much policing is too much policing? But I understand where you're coming from. I will say very quickly that there are courses being run by the NCF, well, not by the NCF, but the NCF is behind having courses done on costume making and wire bending and whatnot. So there are some of these community things being done by the NCF. In fact, they do a lot of work behind the scenes to really push the culture. And I really take your point, because Crop Over is really from the people and from the communities, and it should remain there. And we really need to, we should see more of that happening. It's moved away from that somewhat, and we really should start seeing it come back. Anyhow, the theme is on. That means we have to go. And I'd like to thank each and every one of you for being such a lovely audience today. This is Bastards, and I'm Sanka Price. Bye-bye.